purpose of my call is,
yes.
my name's Chris. I was featured on that television show on Sunday night.
You were in the show?
Yeah, I was on the show.
All right. Yeah.
Basically, to cut a long story short, in a nutshell, the show's about, it's like, you know, that cop show that airs in America?
That one called Cops.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but it's just basically a camera crew follows around the police and...
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's been a few shows like that. What was your part in this, Chris? Are you a member of the Beach Cops?
I'm not. I'm not a police officer. No, I'm just a normal upstanding. I try to be just a normal upstanding citizen. So, basically.
Then why were you featured heavily on a cop show? Because let me just tell you. Can I tell you one thing, if you don't mind? When there's a cop show and there's a hidden camera, there are two people. One is cops. The other is not law-abiding citizens. It's the other kind of citizen. So what were you doing in the show?
Okay, Justin.
Yes, Chris.
Let me say that basically what I had done to feature on the television show, and I'm very ashamed of,
yeah,
and I regret it wasn't really the crime of the century, but in a nutshell, as bad as it sounds and embarrassing it is, I was sort of busting, desperate to go to the bathroom, the toilet. All of a sudden, the urge came on. I needed to go to the bathroom. I was sitting at the bus stop. There was a...
Did you wee in the bus stop, Chris?
Yeah, I was sitting at the bus stop. There was a shopping centre about 500 metres away.
Yeah.
And I knew I wouldn't make it if I walked there because I wouldn't have made it. So I was behind the bus stop into a front yard of a house, which I thought was a building site, because I'd observed this house over the last few days and weeks, and I thought it was a building site. I thought there was no one there.
Yeah.
So I went into the front yard behind a big brick wall, so I thought no one had seen me, and I relieved myself and I did my business.
Yeah.
People have then come out of the house
and said, listen, law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, exactly. Listen.
Stop piddling on my garden.
Exactly, yeah. And they came out and they said, please don't do this here, go away. And I said, I'm really sorry, I didn't think there was anyone here.
Yeah, no.
And then I walked to the other side of the street, and then all of a sudden they had called the police. The police rocked up with their camera crew, and they started filming me, and I said, first of all, and I'm really upset about this, I said, first of all, can you please not film me? I don't want to be filmed, and don't put this to air.
Okay.
If you go to wear.
Chris, can I ask you a question along the way, if you don't mind? Were you on... Now, Vanessa Till, executive producer, says the show looks good. It was on Sunday night. Were you on the Sunday night episode, or are you in a coming episode?
No, I was actually on the Sunday night episode.
You were on the one on Sunday night. Okay.
I was the first segment. I got most screen time. And now I apart from the fact that I asked them not to... I felt quite belittled by it.
All right. And, okay. I'm so, see where this is going now. All right. So you were on the TV show on... Vanessa, when's it on? When's the show on? That I'm just... Because I haven't seen it. That's all. I haven't even seen any, as we call in the business, promos for it. What channel is it, Vanessa? It's on Channel 7, Beach Cops, on Sunday night. Okay. So you were the first segment. So was your full face... shown, Chris?
It was, yes, was shown. Without my consent, I asked them, there was never even a word of mouth or handshake agreement for them to say, can we please air this? They just chose to...
They probably didn't want to shake your hands after they found out what you'd been doing.
Oh, well, I'd actually washed my hands. It's no joke.
Why did they put a vanity basin out in the garden? I'm sorry,
actually,
Chris... Okay,
yeah,
listen.
No, that's fine. I can understand you want to laugh.
All right. Now, I tell you what. No more jokes. You're feeling you're upset that Channel 7 videoed you when you asked not to be filmed, and it was on Sunday night, and you're obviously upset about it.
Yeah, I'm very upset about it because they've also posted it on their website or whatever. And I don't want to talk about a rival station. Can I talk about a rival station? Is that okay, or can I not?
Oh, no. Well, what's it got to do with the story?
It has a lot to do with the story because this morning, or as I understand, this morning or yesterday morning, it was broadcast on a popular FM station.
Yeah, you can say the name of it. I just want to know what it's got to do with the story. That's all.
Oh, Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, it's got a lot to do with the story. Please let me get to my point.
Yep, sorry.
They aired the audio and put the video on their website. They aired the audio and talked about what had happened in the video. They laughed about it and all the rest. And I after that, I felt sort of very belittled and deprived of my character.
Okay.
So that's now, as I think I'm aware, it's had like over 300,000 views in just the one day since it's happened.
Okay. Chris, Can I no more jokes. Can I ask you a couple of questions? When did this happen?
This happened about 8 months ago.
All right, okay.
The start of the year.
And what happened? What was the result? Did you have to go to court? Did you get a fine? What happened?
I didn't have to go to court. I got a fine, which is fine. Like, I don't mind paying the fine, which is that's been done and sorted. I don't mind that I did do the wrong thing, and I accept that, and the police would come up and talk to me. But the issue of the matter is that the camera crew came up, put cameras in my face, belittled me. I asked them not to film me. I asked them not to put it on television. And now it's all over the internet. It's gone viral. Everyone's talking about it. I feel like a total idiot, and I'm very upset about it.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, also on that day when that happened, I was I hadn't slept very well the previous night. I was I just hadn't slept very well, you know.
Okay. All right.
I also suffer from as much as I don't like to tell anyone about this, I do suffer from a mental illness. The police on the day that questioned me and fined me were aware that I suffer from a mental illness, and at that time was actually Mental Health Day as well, and I was unstable. I wasn't taking my medication properly. They searched my bag.
Okay.
They
you regret now. Just let's be clear about something. You regret doing what you did in the front person's garden. If you had your time again,
of
you would.
I regret it.
You did the wrong thing.
I admit I did the wrong thing, but then I didn't have to be belittled by the police, made the laughing stock for them to put it on national television. Broadcast it. Now it's all over social media and people are calling me a fat pig and, you know, whereas I've lost weight. In the video I was about 115 kilos.
Okay. Well, let me have a look. I'll during the news at 4 o'clock, I'll have a look at the video as well, if you don't mind.
That's fine. I'll
check it out. But what we'll do, as it happens, I'm going to talk to New South Wales Police Minister Troy Grant in a moment about something else. I will ask him about the police's involvement in the show. We've got good mates at Channel 7. We'll make contact with them and we'll ask them to sort of give us an explanation of how things panned out. Can you do me a favour? Can you hang on the line? Make sure we've got all your details, Chris, and we'll check it out for you. Because if you told them, and look, we'll give everyone the benefit of the doubt, but if you had told them that you don't want to be a part of the program, then I've got to tell you, I think that's probably a bit rough. I don't know how it entirely works. Chris, hang on the line there, mate. Thank you. Do you feel? Are you going to be all right? You said that you're suffering a mental illness. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Like I've since that event of that day, that was 8 months ago. I've been stable on my medication for since then. I just got back on my meds properly since then.
Is this upset you?
Fine. I'll be okay, but I feel very violated, and I feel like everyone's talking about it on social media and bringing me down and calling me a slob when it was just like an honest mistake. And it wasn't really that bad, and the cops are laughing at me. Put me on TV, and there was no consent. No.
Okay. Chris? What was the location? Was it DY?
This was in Balgowlah, on the northern beaches.
Balgowlah. Okay. Do me a favour, mate. Hang on the line there. And I'm sorry you're upset about it. Just hang on the line. We'll get all your details.